We are going to share an interview that we did yesterday. One of the big things that's been in the news this week in particular has been the whole business about carers and the need for PPE. And so we've got a bit of a connection with what's happening in the care world. So it's really good that we're able to interview. We're going to interview someone every week in some way that will encourage us or help us or bring some news to us. Next week, I'm hoping that we might have a friendly bishop from another part of the world who come on and be interviewed by us, probably live rather than recorded. But this morning, we're going to interview one of our own and someone that many of us know really, really well, and that's Margaret Robertson. So this is an interview. It wasn't a first-take interview either. I originally tried to interview her from the back garden, but it was a bit of a disaster sound-wise because it was a bit of a breeze yesterday. So this is a second take. There's still one or two sound problems with it, and also the lighting on my end is particularly bad because it looks quite spooky. So just ignore me and focus on what Margaret's saying, because what she offers is really, really helpful, and it gives us a focus for prayer, and we'll pray for her and for carers after we listen to her interview. So this is Margaret Robertson now being interviewed yesterday. Hi, well, it's great. It's Saturday afternoon. The sun is shining, and it's a beautiful day out there. We've tried recording this already in the garden, but my end was a bit rubbish because the wind is blowing. So we're trying it again. This is for the second time I'm asking. And I'm sure when we get a second chance of doing anything, it often goes better, isn't it? So we're going to try it again. So I'm really pleased that Margaret Robertson has agreed to do an interview with us today. Margaret, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well. Keeping fit and so far healthy.
Okay. So are you quite busy, or what's going on with your life? Are you limited in getting out for an hour and doing your exercise, or what else have you got going on?
Oh no, I'm very busy during the week anyway. I work for a small care company, and I am a caregiver part of the time, and I am a care supervisor based in the office part of the time. So most weeks I would work Monday to Thursday. At the moment, we're all working from home. So I am based in the house, but I'm also going out and doing quite a lot of cover for other caregivers at the moment who have had to self-isolate, either because they've got underlying health conditions or they have family members living with them who have got health conditions. So I've been very, very busy the last 3 weeks. I have been driving around Edinburgh, which has also been a joy, very little traffic. I've been visiting older people in their own homes, and I've been helping them do things around the house. I've been getting groceries for them. I've been giving them companionship. And I have also been going out and meeting up with caregivers and handing them personal protective equipment, which has also been quite interesting because I've been turning up outside their homes and opening the boot of my car and getting things out and handing them over at arm's length in poly bags. Mm. So
it looks like you're doing something a little bit dodgy when you're doing that.
Yeah, it does feel a bit dodgy as well. But I'm wearing my name tag, and I've got a sign for the car, and I am an official worker. I have a letter which I can show anyone who chooses to challenge me.
So you're a key worker on the front line. Really important. We'll be hearing about that over the last few weeks, and really significant work. I mean, how are you feeling about that? I mean, what's your reaction to it? How does it make you feel to be having to do this kind of work right now?
I am just very thankful that I am where I am doing this. I feel I am absolutely in the right place, doing the right thing. I wish to thank everyone in our church family for their prayerful support. Those who know me and know the job I do, I know are praying for me, and I, I really feel that support as I'm going out and about. Mm. And it's just such a blessing to have that role, because evenings and weekends of isolation are much more bearable, mm. because I'm so tired at the end of each day that I sleep very well, and I'm quite happy to do not very much mm. at weekends. Mm. Certainly, I will not be one of those people who have a spick and span house and garden by the end of this this situation, by the end of the lockdown.
Mm. It's amazing that you've been put in this place of being able to help and being able to serve. In a way, you are the right person in the right place, doing the right job at the right time. So, you know, I can see why you would be so grateful for that. And knowing who you are and your activism and your busyness and so on, your need to be out there doing stuff, it's just great that the Lord has placed you in that position. But because of that experience, it occurs to me, this is partly why I felt it would be good to have a conversation with you today, but because of that experience, you've got a little bit of an inside track on maybe what the needs are and what we could be praying for in a practical way, what we need to be bringing to the Lord and what we need to be concerned for. So I wonder if you could help us a little bit with that. Could you tell us a little bit about the things that are on your mind, on your heart, things that we ought to be praying for right now?
Oh. Well, I think the first thing to pray for is for those in my agency and all the other agencies out there, for continued good health and fitness and energy to do this job, and to find the right words and the right way of engaging with our clients, who some of whom are very frightened, but many of whom are very stoical and very philosophical and very accepting of their isolation. So good health and fitness and energy for us, and also for peace for us and those who are doing a similar job, and also for those who are in their own homes, feeling very isolated from their family and friends. And a lot of them don't have social media. They don't have laptops. They don't have mobile phones. They can only rely on the telephone, the good old-fashioned telephone, to keep in touch with their family and friends. And that's quite difficult.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I've given you enough there.
Well, that is enough. What about you? How can we pray for you?
Well, as I already said, I think I have a lot of friends and family praying for me already. So, just for continued good health and also to help me to make the most of what I'm doing and the time that I'm spending out there and the time I'm spending with our clients. And also, I think I would like prayer for the care homes. Generally, but particularly in Edinburgh, and particularly those of our care homes that our church family know well, like Manor Grange, for example. Mm-hmm. I do have a client in Manor Grange who I'm unable to visit now twice a week. Mm-hmm. And I speak to him on the phone from time to time, and he's very pleased to hear me when I phone him up. But because I think it's arguably more frightening for people in care homes than it is for people in their own homes, because they haven't got the same freedom to move around their homes that people in the community have got.
Mm.
So that's something else to pray for as well.
Mm. And with people not being able to visit, that's quite tricky as well, isn't it?
And it's really tough for the carers who are working in the care homes. It's arguably much tougher for them than it is for me and those that work in my company. Mm. Going in and out of the care homes and having to follow all the very necessary procedures for keeping clean and keeping safe. Mm. And and working closely with all people who are, you know, a lot of whom probably very frightened.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to pray for you now and pray for care homes and pray for carers. There truly is the front line, and we need to be concerned.
One more thing. Go on, fire away. Provision of personal protective equipment.
Okay.
We are managing in our agency where we haven't hit any particular issues with supply, but I do know that others are finding it more difficult.
Yeah, and that's enough.
That's something else to pray for.
Okay, we will pray. So we're going to do that now. Thank you so much, Margaret, for joining us this afternoon and helping us to think a little bit more. And we will be praying for you and for the many, many others who are serving on the front line. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So let's pray together now for Margaret and for carers. Father, we thank you for Margaret. Thank you for her willingness to serve and to share with us this morning. And we pray for her. We thank you for that gratitude which she spoke about, because you've given her a place to serve and to offer care. Father, we bring to you that whole area in our society right now of caring for the vulnerable, caring for the older members of our community. How precious they are and how important it is that they are offered the best and the most appropriate care. Father, we pray for those who care for them, and we pray for, as Margaret reminded us, we pray for the appropriate level of provision of personal protective equipment for all of the staff who are offering the care to those in homes. And we ask, Lord, that the government and the NHS and all those responsible for making that provision would be well resourced and able to bring to those who need it all that is necessary for them to do their job really well. Father, we pray for those who are separated from loved ones, who cannot be visited and cannot receive that personal attention and love and care that family can bring. We pray for them, Lord, for your peace and your comfort. We pray for the staff who are alongside them, that they would have the energy and the patience to remain kind and caring throughout this crisis. Father, we ask too for those who are feeling isolated. We think of that client of Margaret's that she mentioned that she's in regular contact with, who enjoys the contact. I pray that you would continue to bless him, help Margaret to know what to say, and help everyone who's in contact with folk in that situation to have wise words of care and love and encouragement. Help people to listen, help us to listen well to our older friends and relatives, and to be prepared to do that in the best possible way. And Lord, we pray that that people would not be forgotten in the midst of everything that is happening right now, that as we listen to the news day by day, that our first thought would be to pray, and if possible, following that, we would be full of a desire to help if we possibly can. We think of all those who are trying to provide PPE to those who need it, those who are making masks and making other garments which will help. But we pray that there would be enough to go round, that the provision would be great indeed. And so we thank you for Margaret. We pray your blessing on her. We thank you for just the light in her that is your light shining. May she continue to serve well and to your praise and to your glory. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.